With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Campus demonstrators could be facing a tough road ahead.
Students around the nation are being arrested, suspended, put on probation, and in rare cases, expelled from college for participating in the pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Their plight has become a central part of the protest, with some faculty now demanding amnesty for the protesters. At issue is whether law enforcement will clear the students of charges or whether the suspensions and legal records may follow them the rest of their lives. Jason Walker reporting.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's beginning his seventh diplomatic mission to the Middle East since the Israel-Hamas war began more than 6 months ago. He has a lot he'll try to accomplish during stops in Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Israel this week. He'll talk to leaders about the negotiations for a ceasefire in Gaza and the return of Israeli hostages taken during the October 7th attacks. Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden campaign has no plans to leave TikTok despite government security concerns about the social media platform.
President Biden's signing of legislation that could ban TikTok in the U.S. runs counter to his campaign's embrace of the platform. Despite the new law and a current TikTok ban on federal devices, the Biden campaign says it would be silly to leave the platform. Critics say it's hypocritical for the administration to acknowledge national security concerns while the president uses the technology for campaign purposes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Japanese Prime Minister Kishida Fumio's governing party appears to have lost all three seats in Sunday's parliamentary by-elections. The Liberal Democrat Party's loss is considered a voter punishment for its links to a corruption scandal that erupted last year and has undermined Kishida's leadership. This is SRN News. A new look at religion and politics.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that the two parties' greatest strengths have to do with faith. For the GOP, its greatest advantage lies with evangelical Christians, 85% of whom support the party. Meanwhile, Democrats have a huge advantage with atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion, 70% of whom vote Democrat. In fact, only black voters are more loyal to the Democratic Party. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in several Democrat-leaning states are now working on legislation to punish libraries that prevent children from obtaining porn books. The Washington and Maryland legislatures have already passed such measures, as did Illinois last year. The statutes will withdraw state funding from any library that removes a book because a parent complains about its content. A growing number of moms and dads are challenging sexually explicit books. This is SRN News. After years of declining numbers and bad publicity, police officer hiring has increased in 2023.
Police departments across the country reporting an increase in their ranks for the first time since the pandemic and the 2020 killing of George Floyd, which led to a historic exodus of officers. That's according to the 214 law enforcement agencies responding to a survey by the Police Executive Research Forum. More sworn officers were hired in 2023 than in any one of the previous 4 years, and fewer officers overall resigned or retired. However, the survey shows small and medium departments had more sworn officers than they did in January 2020, while large departments are still more than 5% below their staffing levels from that time. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.